Hey guys, welcome to the show, MacNess Podcast, episode 81, I believe, but I don't know, I'm getting lost when these numbers are starting to get high, but hey, you know that when I started doing all this podcasting stuff, I mean, you guys all know that I'm a skateboarder, and how much, I mean, I love the sport, and I brought to you guys on the show telling you all that I rode Thunders pretty much my whole skate career. A little bit of indies in the beginning, but not so much until I found Thunder trucks. Rode those for over 20 years. And I tell you, I met this guy who had these new trucks. Actually, Marky introduced me to him. And I met him, and he was an awesome dude. And I've talked about him on the show before. And I got a treat for you guys. I am sitting right here with him. Paul Ivazis. Sorry about that, but we're sitting here in the Avenue Trucks headquarters, and I'm just gonna hand him over the mic, and we're gonna just start talking about the history. I mean, I gave you guys a little bit of the history that he had told me before, but now you're gonna hear it from the actual guy that came up with these awesome trucks, and I ride them. I've been riding them for almost 2 years now. Year and a half, I would say, because I remember it was in the beginning of when I started doing podcasts, of when I started to do them. But hey, man, Paul, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Good, Kevin. Yeah, here we go. How it all started. That's one thing a few people ask. How did it happen? Where'd you come up with this idea? When I was 12 years old, I was coming back home from a skate park. The skate park was 6 miles one way. Out down in Cupertino, California, and it was the Cupertino skate park, not too far from Calabaza Bicycle Park, where they had all the big rooted trees, and everyone used to do the 360 and the 180 flips. This was back in 1975, and I was coming back home from the skate park, and it started raining, and I had 6 miles of skating in the rain down Saratoga Sunnyvale Road, and that is one of the lumpiest, bumpiest paved roads in the history. And I was 12 years old, a little pissy ass whiner guy. I thought I was going to die, and I did. It was really, really hard skating down that road, and my legs were so numb, and I could remember all the headlights coming and going, and I'm skating along, pushing, and I thought of the idea. I said to myself at 12, I said, why don't you invent something to where it can absorb the impact while you're skating, to where it doesn't hurt? And so that happened right around when I got onto Fair Oaks Avenue, when the idea came to. And that's why the name Avenue Trucks holds its name, because I was skating down an avenue, Fair Oaks Avenue, and that's how Avenue Trucks got its name. So the guys in my metal fab shop, I have a metal fab shop in Grass Valley, and the guys in the shop said, hey, Paul, let's do some fun side project, because we're all tired of working on lights. Let's do something a little bit different, a little interesting. And I said, okay. So what I did is I turned my back to those guys, and then 2.5 hours later, I had a pair of real rough prototypes with mild steel mounted on a board. And they turned around, and I dropped the board in front of them, and I said, hey, what do you guys think? And they go, oh my gosh. So what Devin did is he got on the table. We put two of our tables side by side, a full-length table, and he started skating, and he dropped off. And he goes, wow, I think you got something here. And next thing you know, he's doing 180s and 360 flips. And we did a test with an egg. I went up to the house and got some eggs and put it on the board. First, we put a regular skate truck board, and he would drop off the table, which is about 38 inches high, and the egg would crack. Then we'd put an egg on top of the board, and he'd skate off the tables, and the egg wouldn't crack. And we said, wow, this thing really absorbs a lot of energy. So that was 6 years ago when we did that test. And 6 years later, it took us, we did over 600 prototypes in 4 years of the spring. We did over 60 prototypes of the hanger to get the geometry just perfect. And that was one hell of a struggle, man. Just had to become a metallurgist and learn all about laser cutting, from water jet cutting to stamping techniques. And it turned my whole metal skills, which I thought was pretty good at metal, into a whole new plateau that I thought I'd never, ever, ever get at.
So you were sitting on this idea since the 70s, and then finally just put it to use? I mean, were, if one of your workers didn't come up to you and say, hey, let's do a side project, would you have eventually done this?
Probably not. I probably would have done something else. I got a lot of crazy ideas. So what we did the next day, all three of us went to my blacksmith up the mountain, and he's out in the middle of the woods. Yeah, he's a grower out in the middle of the woods, and he loves his blacksmithing, and he taught me about spring steel and how to heat treat real rough, crude heat treating techniques, not really calibrated heat treating techniques. And so he gave us some material, and he said, this is hard. You're going to have to heat it up in order to bend it. And so we got a big sheet from him and brought it back to the shop and heat treated it, bent it, reshaped it, and we went at that piece of steel for about 2 months before we went through all those prototypes. And we have probably close to 1,000 different prototypes right now of that spring in boxes in the shop here, from number one all the way through. It was a nightmare to get it designed and tuned just right to where a kid that's about 85 pounds will actually feel the benefits, to a guy that's over 300 pounds all has the same benefits. You just can't design that spring for one weighted rider. You have to have the tension to where it can be acceptable for every range. If you have just one tension for a guy that's 200 pounds, the 80-pound kid's not going to feel any of the benefits other than just, say, speed. He's not going to really feel the impact so much. So we had to play with those tolerances there and try to hone it all down to a fine little dime, you know, just a head of a pin, you might say. And the bushings are one thing we're really fighting us. No bushing distributor wanted to, bushing manufacturer wanted to work with us because we're such a small company, you know, because these big bushing companies, they'll manufacture 500,000 units a month, and no one wanted to deal with a little skate truck company that only needed like 5,000 units a month, and we don't want to deal with you. Well, just recently we found a bushing supplier in the United States that supplies all the bushings for the biggest brands in the United States you've ever heard of. Now they're making our bushings, and we're going to be introducing those hopefully this Christmas. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Is there like a name you came up for these bushings, or just regular bushings?
They're top secret. Not yet. When you kids get on them, man, you're going to freak out. When you get on them and feel them, you're going to go, holy sheep shit, man. This is, it's going to change the game for bushings when you get on them.
How many riders are on your guys' team?
Actually, riders that we advertise, we have about 8 riders that are pretty good. We have about 30 flow riders, and we have probably about 20 pro riders, some of the biggest names you've ever heard of, who have our trucks that haven't crossed over because, not intimidation, they're brand loyal and they don't want to just shoot their brand loyalty with their companies in the foot. So no big pro riders have stepped our way, even though we mail pro riders trucks like at least once a week, and we're just waiting for one of them to jump on this side of the fence and give it a try and say, hey man, these are great. You know, one thing we did notice when we designed the trucks originally just for impact, that was the only thing we did, just for impact, and all of a sudden the very first time we got on these things, we went to the skate park and like guys were going too fast, like an amazing amount of speed. Guys are going so fast that there one guy who's a bull rider, a local bull rider, he was popping out of the bowl. He said, I'm at least 6 feet higher than I've ever been, which is, I don't believe that. I saw him before and after, and he was at least 3 feet higher out of the bowl. And when he was that high, he couldn't control his arms and legs because he's never been that high out of the edge of a bowl before. And so when he dropped down in, it wasn't on the board. It was all knees and legs. Just sliding on down because he didn't know what's going on at that time, you know, because it's scary when you reach those new heights, you know.
When like you said, when you started this, you said it was a side project. How much time did you, in the beginning, how much time did you give this, your new trucks, instead of your initial job that you did? How much time did you put into it, you and whoever else was helping you?
Too much time. What happened with me during my four hard years of dedication, I put in 2 straight years, 20 to 50 hours a week into that spring, nonstop, working with metallurgists in San Francisco, working with metallurgists locally here, working with metallurgists in Los Angeles, working with heat treating facilities all over the Bay Area, working with spring engineers. It was a huge dedication. I mean, the amount of hours is just overwhelming. And all of a sudden, the word got out. Next thing you know, riders are coming. Can you make us a set? We make them a set right in front of them. We'd heat treat them right in front of them. They'd ride out right out the door 2 hours later from scratch. You know, we made our own hangers in the shop. We have a 3D printer, and we made our own match plates, and we cast up our own aluminum hangers. One fun thing that we did do, because we were short aluminum, we had a box of old aluminum hangers. You name the brand, we had them in there, and we melted all of these name brand hangers, pulled out the axles, melted them down, and made Avenue truck hangers right on spot in front of people while they're waiting, and they'd walk out of here with brand new fucking hangers made out of other truck company hangers. It was so fun.
Those are collector's items. I don't know if I would... Well, if I was here and you made me a pair right in front of me, I would keep that. And okay, you can make me another one so I can ride these. Because, I mean, like the distribution and the guys that are making them. First of all, where are these being made?
Most of the truck companies are they're all being made in USA. USA is another company, another country that is based in China. So what they do is they make their trucks overseas, ship them to the United States unassembled, assemble them in the United States, and now they're American made. Because the cost of your product, your wholesale cost of your product, 10% of that cost has to be American, whatever, whether it be labor for assembly or in the parts, and then you can say made in America. So all the other truck companies that say...
Oh, keep talking.
All the other truck companies that say made in USA, well, guess what, man? They may be assembled in USA, but they're you're in for a shock. They're not.
We're sitting here in front of the computer, and I see a design for some new hangers. Who does all your computer, your 3D art?
Pat is our CAD drawer. He's a CAD engineer. He's a engineer master for CAD, and he comes in here. He was doing 60 hours a week for quite a while designing these hangers. This hanger right here, you see right here, we have a year and a half into design that hanger, and I kid you not, a year and a half of 30 to 40 hours a week into that hanger. We went through that thing so many different times. Our newer version that we're going to introduce hopefully in December, it's a little bit lighter. The axles moved a little bit farther, closer to the kingpin. High quality urethane bushings. They're top secret. I can't really disclose too much, but it's going to change the. It's going to change the skating game, hands down. When you get on these things, you're going to be just like floating with amazing rebound and control that you've never seen before.
Who's all your partners in this venture right now?
My son and me. That's it. We're the only owners of the company. We funded this Avenue Trucks on money that I was selling for scrap. Junk shit that I had in the shop. For 4 years, I was selling stuff on Craigslist and eBay to fund Avenue Trucks. That's where Avenue Trucks costs money. Cash sales off Craigslist, eBay money pocketing. Whenever a cash sale comes in the shop, I directed that money instead to the business checking account. I put it into Avenue Trucks, and that's what funded Avenue Trucks, all out of pocket. Yeah.
Right on, man. Once you had your final design, before these new ones you're talking about are coming out, the first design that came, when you guys first got them, they got here, what was your first initial thoughts on them? Have you actually ridden these around yourself?
The first thing I said is, holy shit, it's happening. We shipped out 5,000 units in 10 days. We sold out our first batch instantly. It was amazing because everyone was expecting it to be that good. It was that good, except our bushings are actually garbage, and I'm embarrassed that we even put those on there, but no bushing supplier wanted to deal with just a small-time company. Have I got on them? Yes, I have. I've got on them. I got on Indies, Thunders, Ventures, rolled around back and forth at the skate park. I don't do kickflips. I'll roll around bowls and in and out. Then I got on ours, and me being an old guy and getting on these, I wasn't used to the speed. It was amazing. And it's like it's like skating on butter, you know? It was, you could feel instantly your knees just like, it's like relief. It's like stepping in a brand new pair of shoes and new socks.
I mean, like that was for me, the first time you gave me that pair, when the, I think it was the first go around of them. And I've told you and I've told my listeners, I've been riding Thunder G's over 20 years. And for this product to come in and change my mind after riding one pair, one brand of truck for over 20 years is, I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, for me, I thought it was amazing. I mean, other than when you were describing these, I mean, I told you earlier, I said, when I first saw the first design, when Mark was showing me, he showed me a picture of them, and I was like, okay, and mm-hmm. I didn't understand the base plate and everything, but then once I met Paul here, and he was telling me what he did to make these trucks, and then I was like, all right, cool. I mean, it sounded awesome and everything, but then it came down to, well, let me try them first before I made my decision. I even said it to you listeners, if you guys remember when I first started talking about these, because I wasn't too sure yet because I haven't ridden them. But then when I finally rode them, I came onto the show and I said, I'm an Avenue truck rider. I can't ride anything else now because, like you just said, they're good for your knees. And you guys know me. I mean, I'm a heavy guy, and my knees, well, they hurt when I fall on them, but they feel better than just rolling around. Like, I rode around all over New York, when was it, last summer, and I remember the time before when I was in New York, I had just my regular Indies, and I didn't go as far. But with the last trip that I went to when I was riding around on Avenue Trucks in New York City, I rode further and most of the day, and my knees were good. And, I mean, I am fully behind you on this whole venture that you're doing with Avenue Trucks, because that's all I ride. I have three boards. All three of my boards have Avenue Trucks on them, and I love them, dude. I don't think I'll be riding anything else.
Thank you. That's awesome. This was so complicated, the most simplest-looking device you've ever seen in your life. I could have built a water sewage treatment plant for Los Angeles, the amount of time that it took to design that little spring. It was rider tested, and that's why we made our changes, because some of our very first prototypes we made were just god awful, horrendous, and you had to fine tune it. We did make one early prototype, I'm really proud to say, which was really successful, with a really tight radius, and we noticed that the guy, and I'm not bullshitting you, you can put a tape measure up, the guy was getting 24 inches higher on his ollie because of that spring being that tight. When you push down, it propels you up 24 extra inches. He was always ollieing about 16 to 18 inches consistently. He got on there, he hit 42 inches in front of our eyes at a skate park. And we found that that tight radius was giving problems. That was one of our second batches of springs. We made a nice little run of about 50 and passed them all out. But the radius was too tight, and it was exceeding the yield strength of the metal for that type of that radius, and they were snapping in half after about a month of riding. So to get this radius, this how big this thing is, it's a reason why it's that big, just so we can have longevity. And what we've noticed with selling 21,000 units in a year, how many recalls we've had for damaged springs, we were only up to about 15 broken springs, about a dozen broken kingpins, and probably about 30 hangers are broken in a year. I think Wesley said, my son said, we have 63 recalls in a year. You take 21,000 units of another brand and throw them out there, and all of our skaters said the same thing. I would have broken three sets of these within 6 months. I'm riding the exact same pair of trucks for 6 months. I haven't had a problem other than bushings, you know.
Yeah, because I remember when you first gave them to me, you told me, you said, yes, switch them out, and that's what I did. But except for the very last pair that I got, Mark, he gave me a pair for Christmas because I had got a new board. And I didn't change those bushings, and mm-hmm. those ones were, like, harder. They weren't as much. I remember the first ones you had.
Correct.
I did try them, and they were, like, just, it's, to me, I'm a heavy guy. They just seemed too soft. And that's why I switched them over to a little bit of harder ones.
Yeah. But the first batch of Duro was like 92A. And when you have Chinese bushings that are 92A, the Duro of 92 has no rebound. So we went up to a 95A Duro, which was a little bit more supportive. But what we're going to do is the new Duro that we're going to go to, when you with that special design I just showed you, is a pretty good looking design.
It looks awesome. I mean, I when you first showed them to me, I was kind of like, okay, but I need to ride them. I mean, but they look awesome.
Yeah.
And but I mean, I trust you. I mean, everything that you've told me before mm-hmm. I even stepped on these things, I was like, all right, okay. He's just a guy that's trying to just sell his product. And but when I rode them, I believed everything you say. So I'm behind you on this. As soon as I have those, once all the ones are out and done, you guys will hear it. I will come back on here and I will talk about these new bushings for you skateboarders, man. They look awesome. And from what Paul is saying, he goes, they feel awesome. So I can't wait to ride those.
Yeah. The Duro, we're going in the opposite direction. We're going down to 89. Really soft. And there's a reason why. And you can understand this geometry of that bushing and why we're going to a softer Duro. Because it's going to, it has to with what we're doing to that bushing. Or else you won't be able to steer. Trust me, you kids are going to love it.
If you want to see these bad boys in action, I know there's an Instagram page. I think it's just at Avenue Trucks on Instagram. Do you guys have a YouTube channel?
Avenue Trucks.
Yep, Avenue Trucks on YouTube. Go, you see the riders, and they're amazing. I've seen when we went to Long Beach last year when Dylan was doing that. That was crazy. That was nuts. I mean, I threw a video up on Instagram on my page, but this was a year ago. But it is on my YouTube channel. If you guys don't want to search through all my videos to see it, and I was right there, and I wouldn't do it even at his young age. I'm like maybe 20 years older than that kid, but I don't know, man. A lot of these riders, man, I watch the videos when I see them pop up all the time. I follow some of the individual riders on the team, and these guys are just blown away on these trucks, man, at this ride.
Yeah, it's interesting to see skateboarding evolve as fast as it has in the last 10 years. These kids are flipping tricks that they don't have names for, and when the kid flips it, he says, I don't know what I just did. It's amazing. You know, you're getting some extra height and extra board speed, and that's one thing I'm gonna go a little bit of physics on you, and this is what I learned about the skateboard trucks. The physics geometry in all skateboards, the spin axis is out of balance. You know, when you have a car, how the tire wheel has to be balanced? Well, you don't take that into consideration when you have a normal skateboard. The spin axis right down the middle of the board from one end to the tail to the end at the front has to be balanced in order to get maximum speed rotation, the spin rotation. And so what we found with our trucks compared to other trucks, our board spins faster and cleaner in the air because we have the weight at the spin axis of the board. I call it the pirouette effect, like the ballerina when she does the pirouette. When she pulls her arms in, her weight is in at the spin axis of her from head to toe, and she spins faster and cleaner and smoother. Our weight of our base plate is heavier than your average base plate, and so the board spins cleaner and faster. And you don't think about that when you're looking at it. You say, why is that kid spinning that board so fast? Why is it such a clean kickflip? It's because we have our weight at the center axis of the board when it's spinning. Compared to a normal truck, they have a light base plate, a titanium base plate, and a heavy aluminum hanger. That's going to throw it out of balance, and it goes womple, womple, womple when it spins. It's not a clean spin. It's just physics. It's not rocket science here.
These new designs that you're coming up with, I mean, no one has seen them yet other than myself and you guys.
No, about four of us. About four of us have seen these.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell you guys. I mean, I've seen them, and yeah, they're badass. I can't wait to ride these. But you guys are going to have to wait because they're not out yet.
probably 4 months.
Ah, there you go. Well, in 4 months, man, you rippers out there, man, do pick up a pair of these trucks. AvenueTrucks.com, is that the site?
AvenueTrucks.com.
Yep, and just support Paul and support his dream, because I'm supporting my dream doing this show and talking to you and talking about skateboarding, something that I love, man, and it's just, I'm glad I got to meet you, dude. I mean, when we first met, I was kind of like, yeah, Marky was saying, oh, this is Paul. This is the guy that was the trucks. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. I mean, I didn't, hey, nice to meet you. And that was it. But when we sat there and just started talking, we just kind of like seemed like we bonded instantly. We bonded over Kiss because that's what we
talked about. That's right.
We were talking about, we're both in the Kiss army and we were talking about that. Well, we started off with skateboarding and then I don't know how it just went into Kiss and we just went on for hours talking about that.
I had a 4-hour marathon waiting for Kevin all day. I was playing Kiss all day, A to Z. It was awesome. And then Kevin showed up and I had blues on.
But, oh, dude, I mean, I can't wait for these. And I'm just so blessed that we met, that our paths crossed. And you're a game changer. You've changed my game with the skateboard. I didn't think I would ever switch over, and I have. And I'm, like I said, I'm fully supportive of your company and your product, and I'll ride it and I'll advertise for you guys.
Well, thank you.
All the time, because people do ask me when I kind of stop and I flip over my board, and people see, what are those? And then I tell them, and I say, go to avenuetrucks.com and if you want a pair.
I have one little thing. Pursue your dreams. If you have something that you love and you want to do that hard and that much, don't stop. Don't take no for an answer. You know, you may have to bounce off the fence a few times before you get it right, but just keep pushing forward. It can happen for you.
Right on, Paul, man. Thank you so much for coming on, dude. And once everything's up and going with the new designs, man, you will come back on and we'll talk some more.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin. Take care.
All right. Hey, man, that's going to be it for this episode. So, yeah, you guys know, like Paul said, follow your dreams, man. That's what I'm going to start saying now. Other than move forward, keep your heads up. Follow your dreams, rock hard, and skate fast.
This war dream of sand.